Did you do a flying lap around the track at that time?
That's it. You just start from the pit, paddock pit, and go. And then you have the white, not the white flag, but you have the green flag. And then when you come back, it was the checker flag.
And you went all the way around the oval, like the NASCAR oval.
That's it. full throttle. So what I did, I knew what, you know, that's the way we qualify.
Yeah.
So naturally, I was like 125 pound then, 5'3", so I could go underneath the bike. But I took some duct tape and covered the underbar, and I took the underbar and put it right close to the gas tank, so my arm would be too far catching the wind and everything. And around my wrist, I put tape around my wrist also on my neck, so there's no wind going in my suit and look like like a parachute.
Yeah.
So maybe all this, I think, that's why I did the fastest lap, 150.5, was some other Yamaha who did like 149, 148.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, Art Bowman or Michelle Duff or Mike Duff, whatever. So anyway, I was pretty happy to do that. And I think the record was broke the year after that. Gene Romero broke the record.
Okay.
A 700, I think it was a 700 four-cylinder water-cooled Yamaha.
Yeah. So. What was it? What did they do anything special to the bike for that qualifying? Did they raise the tire pressure? I mean, did they do anything unique to the bike?
Yeah. I don't know about the engine. I think the engine have to be right on. I know that Bob Work, my mechanic, told me. He said, "Look, Yvonne, when you go around, as soon you're done, just shut off the gas, pull the clutch, and that's it." You know. So I think the bike was pretty lean. The engine was really, really lean. And he knew I was going to do only like one lap, the warm-up lap and then the flying lap. And the air and the tire, well, how long ago? Maybe 10 years ago. I thought, they say they put, I think it was like 60 pounds of pressure. But then I saw Bob Work in California many years ago, and he told me there was 90 pounds.
90 pounds of pressure.
And they talked to the Dunlop, but the tire company. I'm not sure. It was Dunlop, I think, good years. I'm not sure of the make. But they say, no, it's too dangerous. It'll be, you know, the tire going to blow up or the rim or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I made it. So I think our tire, lean engine, me to be small and put the handlebar and everything very, I got tape all over, helped me for that 2-3 mile an hour that I need to get the pole.